In these dark and troubled times, a level of cooperation from unlikely foes has got to be welcome, doesn't it? The deal done between the government and the Nats over housing at last addresses, at least in part, one of the great obstacles to supply. The councils. We have for years argued around all the other issues that prevent supply growth in housing, labour, materials, interest rates, but above and beyond it all are the councils and their determination to hang on to land, come hell or high water, or at least make the process so difficult people simply give up. And so the new statement on urban development, which is designed to replace the RMA, hasn't really seen any action yet, is being backed by both parties. They're forcing the council's hands, not to mention, not a moment too soon. It started, you might remember, when Bill English was Prime Minister. Now, he threatened, particularly Auckland Council, over access to land. He threatened to legislate, but like all before him, never actually pulled the trigger. The councils are the biggest criminals of all in the so-called housing crisis. They've allowed mechanisms to persist where getting things done is nigh on impossible, while spending you basically sending you broke, while also insisting on a regime of inspections that costs a fortune, and when it turns out the house is built of crap anyway, they run for the hills. The new deal, among other things, flips onus. The builder doesn't have to prove their project needs to be done. The person objecting needs to prove it shouldn't. That helps, but it's not the total answer. People will still suffer. NIMBYism, of course. The new default, three stories up, three blocks per land. The working theory over the next handful of years, somewhere between 50 to 100,000 houses will be built. The current issues of supply and labour and the costs of both aren't solved, but, as the government found out in their historically botched Kiwi build, housing is a many-faceted issue, and a lot of stuff needs addressing before you get the sort of results you're after. One thing I worry about is quality. Quantity is only good if it doesn't fall over. We run the risk in this mad rush of building yet more rubbish, we're creating yet more leaky homes. But as far as things that needed addressing go, cooperation around getting councils out of their fiefdom mentality and into line is a major box ticked. So, a good day at the old office of cooperation.